Tony Cantrell and joined by Isaac Irving. Today, we're going to be talking about the Russian Civil War. Isaac, I have a few questions for you.
All right, shoot away.
What exactly were the dates of occurrence for the Russian Civil War?
So, this is a little bit of a controversial idea because we know it started in 1918, but we don't know if it ended in 1920 or 1921.
Okay, what exactly was the Russian Civil War?
The Russian Civil War was a counter-revolution to overthrow the Soviet regime that had taken over after World War I.
What was the occurrence or situation that started the Russian Civil War?
So, what started the Civil War was the fact that the communists won in the Bolshevik Revolution, so they started a counter-revolution because they didn't like the communists taking over.
I see. Was the U.S. involved in any way with the Russian Civil War?
Yes, there was American involvement. We had about 8,000 troops come in and try to help, but that just ended up causing turmoil between us and the Russians for about 70 years.
Okay. What were some impacts of the Russian Civil War?
So, some of the impacts of the Russian Civil War was that Soviet Russia suffered a lot of damage, and it costs like $35 billion for the Russian Civil War. And there was little rain, so it caused famine in the country. Another impact of the Russian Civil War was that it caused farm production to go down to about only 37% of its normal production in the country.
What was the death count of the Russian Civil War?
So in the Russian Civil War, we have confirmed 8 million total deaths. There were 1 million from the Red Army, and then there were 50,000 communists that were just random. Most of them died because of illnesses and starvation, though.
Can you give me a brief summary of what happened during the Russian Civil War?
So what happened during the Russian Civil War was that there were two different armies that were mainly fighting it. There was the Red Army and the White Army. So they started this in 1918, right after Russia's involvement, after pulling out of the Russians, or out of World War I, excuse me. And then they didn't like the fact that the Soviets and communists were taking over, so they had a counter-revolution to the Bolshevik Revolution. And then other countries got involved, not very strongly involved, but they did get involved to try to help overthrow the communists. And then Russia went $35 billion into debt because of it. It caused their farm production to go down, and it caused a lot of deaths in the country. The Red Army won, so the communists ended up winning the Russian Civil War because they were better organized and held better territory than the White Army. And it was only fought in three regions, or it was mainly fought in three regions of the country. It was fought in the eastern region, the southern region, and the northwestern region.
Thank you. Do you have any other extra little facts that you'd like to share?
I do not.
Thank you.